with Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. A group of California parents are suing the state over guidelines that would continue remote learning for most school children this fall. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Under a plan laid out by Governor Gavin Newsom last week, schools in more than 30 counties hit hard by the coronavirus will not be able to open. Those are counties on the state's watch list, which are being monitored for increased spread and strained hospitals. The lawsuit alleges the plan to keep schools in those counties closed violates children's right to a basic education under the California Constitution. It also claims the guidelines violate the Equal Protection Clause by only allowing some kids to go back to school in person.
What we are advocating is parent choice.
That's San Francisco attorney Harmeet Dhillon, who filed the lawsuit.
But the governor took that choice away. It is devastating, and it must be stopped.
Dhillon says remote learning is tougher for disadvantaged kids and says families should be able to decide for themselves whether to stay remote or return to school. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
The Riverside County Tax Roll, a list of all taxable property, its owner, and its value as of January 1st, grew going into 2020, according to the county. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
Strong demand for inland real estate led to a nearly 6% increase in property values in the county going into 2020. That's according to the Assessor County Clerk Recorder, Peter Aldana. According to a press release, Aldana says the taxable value of all property in Riverside County for the current year grew to $320 billion, an $18 billion increase. This year's tax roll will generate more than $3.2 billion for local government services. The median home price in Riverside County grew to $401,250 in December 2019. That's according to CoreLogic, a real estate information services firm. If you're a property owner in Riverside County, you can review your 2020 assessment roll value by visiting the county assessor's website. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
Attorneys generals from 20 states, including California, sued the Trump administration Tuesday over federal rules that they say undermine the protection of waterways like rivers. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero explains it's the 50th time the state has sued the administration over environmental rollbacks.
The attorneys general say the new rules announced by the U.S. EPA last week alter a three-decade-old practice that gives states the power to review, block, or amend parts of federal water projects. California Attorney General Javier Becerra says losing that power would make it difficult for states to protect water quality.
We want to keep California's environment the envy of the world and the pride of every Californian. That's why we will be taking the Trump administration to court once again.
Becerra says the federal push could limit California's ability to have a say in everything from pipelines to housing development to hydroelectric projects. He says the decision is part of a larger effort to undermine the Clean Water Act. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
One of California's major oil companies has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. California Resources Corporation says the filing Wednesday stems from unprecedented market conditions and is part of an agreement with creditors to restructure $5 billion in debt. President and CEO Todd A. Stevens says oversupply and reduced demand because of the COVID-19 pandemic required the Chapter 11 process, but he pledges that the company will emerge strong and healthy. Transactions under the restructuring agreement are subject to approval by the U.S. Bankruptcy Court. The company says it will continue to operate and maintain high safety and environmental standards. But environmental organizations reacted with alarm. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.